We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the two dots on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, approximately 5 lines from the top. Rabbi Yehuda Aima Af Isha Acheres Maskinin Lo. It's said in the Mishnah that besides for preparing another Kayin, just in case the Kayin Gadol becomes Tame, you appear another Kayin Gadol, Rabbi Yehuda added on something. It says in the Pasim, Chiva Ba'adai Ba'ad Beisai, you have to have Mechaper for your wife as well. So Kayin Gadol has to have a wife. What happens if the Kohen Gadol's wife dies? He'll be without a wife, and he can't do the avodah. So therefore, he decided to prepare another wife, just in case. And the Rabbanan answered back, what do you mean? If you're worried about someone dying, so maybe the next one will die also. There's no double side. So Rabbi Yehuda, first we'll handle the first part of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, af isha acheres maskinin lo. Right, the Gemara, Rabbanan nam biho chayshu shema. You see, Rabbanan also chayshu shema, the Kohen Gadol become tamei. So why taka aren't they chayshu? Maybe the wife will die. We're assuming Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda's idea of chib ba'adai va'abesa. And the question is, so what happened to the shema? Just like shema tamei, maybe shema will die. Maybe shema, his wife will die. Amalach, Rabbanan answered, no. Tumah shchicha. Tumah is shchiach. Like Rashi says, Rashi's printed on your beis on beis. Rashi says, Tumah shchiach, why? Are they atazas tzinur pe'a amar? It's either carry or amar, it spits, talks to him, and spits at him. He becomes tamei from that. So it's shchiach. Misa lo shchiach. Misa is not so shchiach, therefore Rabbanan more worried about Tumah, the Kohen Gadol becoming tamei, than about his wife dying. Omrulai, the Mishnah said, Vaita, the Omrulai came over side. Rabbanan tied to Rabbi Yehuda that if you're worried about Misa, which is not Shkiach, then ain't no side, because he's saying something will happen funny, so it can happen a bunch of times. Every wife could die. So Gemara says, Shapika Amri Rabbi Yehuda, Achar Rabbanan tied good. So what's Rabbi Yehuda answer to this question? That ain't no double side. Says, we are worried about one person dying. Already two people dying, that's already a little bit more outlandish, and that we're not worried about. And Rabbanan say, no, if you're worried about Misa, then two is the same thing. Same probability, one person dying and two people dying. Whereas a kasha of Rabbanon name Reilu Nafshayu, L'chayra Ein L'dav Asayif, if there's a sign of Ein L'dav Asayif, so what about Rabbanon's chshash of Tumma? Also say the new Kohen Gadol become Tamei. Say also Ein L'dav Asayif. Amalach Rabbanon, Kohen Gadol Zarasu. Kohen Gadol, you can be careful. From dying, you can't be careful. From a Tumma, you can be careful. So for Amar asks, he's Zarasu. If he's careful, why have you been not a Kohen Gadol in the first place? So Amar answers, the Kibim Davdin Le'et Tzara, Kol Shkinim Zaras Tvei. The Emara sounds like he's answering, really, you don't need another kohen. The kohen is here just to help him be more careful, because he sees there's another guy waiting in the wings. Oh, he doesn't want someone else to get the job. So he'd be even more careful. So it sounds like from the Gemara that really there's no chashash will come, Tamei. Just the reason why we have another kohen is because is to have a tzara.
Some of it can be an oinus, mamish.
You know? Some could be oinus, mamish.
You don't need an amara.
Right. That could happen. Right, it could be oinus. But the reason why I'm pointing this out is the Tosfos Shonim has a kasha. That the im taima my hide to come el nechesh l'shemo mashanech shino l'tomo shun deshchicha. What's the kasha? Now before he had an answer, we had a kasha. Why is he choishes for tuma not for misa? So he's answered tuma's more shchiach. But now that we answered a different pshat, because here is making him be more careful. So that's the teres to the kasha. They don't have to say that teres before. That's the Tosfos Shalom's kasha. So Tosfos Yishalom answers yeshloimer the after guy misi efshalo sakin oisoi. So he's saying that Lemaisa, there is an element that there's a difference between Misa and Tuma, is that Misa, there is no way, it's not Shchiach, so we're not going to put in a safeguard. He's saying really, it's a technique, I put a safeguard for Misa, put 5-6 wives. He says, that's very low shchiach. But tumah, it's also a little, even though it's not shchiach, but it's more shchiach, and therefore there's a reason to put one in there as tumah shchicha. But it's a little, or at the end of the day, come out like this, that tumah is a little more shchiach, so a little more chayshu that, and there's another reason also why there's a difference between tumah and misa is, the answer is because a kohen gadol is a zariz, and the extra kai makes him more zariz. Now the Gemara is going to handle the ikur halacha of preparing another woman as a wife. Rabbi Yehuda's Eitzah. So the question is like this. Misagile petakanta. What does it help just preparing another wife? Lamaisa beiser marachmana v'achlav beiserhi. It doesn't help preparing another wife. You have to be married to her. And right now, you're not married to her. So if his wife dies, he's left without a wife. Because even if you'll tell me it's going to heter to make the kedushin and the nesu'in on Shabbos, but still, it'll be a certain amount of time he will be without a wife, l'maisa, until he does that. Because the maisa, the second wife, is only papir, is not his wife yet. You give her kedushin before Yom Kippur already. When you appear, they don't stamp a peer, a lady. You give her a kedushin also. L'maisa told you, do nesu'in, there's two parts, it's kedushin and nesu'in, which is like chuppah, or and yichud. If you don't do nesu'in, still not your wife. So the Gemara, the Kamis law, he married her also. So he's married two wives. That's a problem also. Imkein havel shnei batim. Rachmona amma v'chipe ba'adoy uva'abe yisoy v'le'ba'a shnei batim. The halacha is that you have to be married dafka to one wife. You now have two wives. Because the pasuk says you should do a kapara for you and for your wife. It's mashma be'yisoy, not batim, not houses. And therefore, you only can be chaper for, you only have one wife. So my answer is to hold the megarish law. You give a get. You don't have a wife. So what's going on here?
And then you can't be
if you married the other wife. Yeah. L'maisa, at the end of the day, there's a kash here. What is going on here? So the Gemara is going to say a teretz. It's going to take until Amar Beis Gemara to say a teretz. And the Gemara, all the truths the Gemara is going to try really don't make too much sense. And the kashas are obvious. That's how Rashi and Tosfos both speak out, that the Gemara is just trying to just bring out the teretz, and by bringing out teretz, it goes through a lot of different havminis that really are hard havminis to understand. Just it's the way of the Gemara speaking it out. Both Rashi speaks out. Rashi says, "V'chol sugya zoyz ain terutzim shabal yechayim lamoid ki yesam chuvis rabbis ve'ain elakim lamdim moisanu." It's like the Gemara is teaching us. It's like that's what Rashi says, and Tosfos, the Masal de Megarish, has the same idea. So let's go ahead. So Mara's question basically is like this. On one hand, he has to be married to her because if not, it's not based there. On the other hand, you now have two wives. So what's the etza? So Mara tries a few etzas. Lo tzricha. The megarish lo al tanai. You go over to the second wife and you give her a get with a condition. Dama lo, hareze gitech, here is a get, al manas shetamusi. If you die, then here's a get. So therefore, she has a get if she dies. So break the Gemara, what does this help? But then she's not going to die, and then the get doesn't work, but we still have two wives. So obviously, there's no even having me over here. Elo d'amallah, raise the chamash shaloi tumusi. If you don't die, you have a get. And therefore, it turns out that she won't be a wife. Because if she doesn't die, she'll have a get. See, eloi misa megar shalom. If she doesn't die, then she's divorced, so there's no tubatim. The imisa, and if she does die, then you have the other, you have your first wife. So for the Gemara, that's also not so good. Because she won't die, means the second wife won't die, v'havligita, so she has a get then. V'havligita, the high gita, umaisa chavrita, and his real wife, his first wife, will die. V'kamle v'bayis, they'll have no wife. So that wasn't a good idea. So Ella, we'll try another one. The Amar La, Amanas Shetomas Achas Mekem. If one of you die, you get a get. If one of you die, then you get a get. So Misa Ha Kaimahach. If the second wife dies, so your first wife's alive. Misa Hach. If your first wife dies, Ha Kaimaha. But first of all, Hakaim Ha, that makes no sense. It's not true. Because if the other one dies, then the get kicks in. It says, I'm not Thomas Echaz Bekem. So Rab Simcha Medesu over here says, you're not even gurus these words. You're not gurus these words. Misahach Hakaim Ha. You're not gurus that. But the Gemara says, Vidilma, Loy Maisil Chad, I mean, none of them will die. How much they bat them? Maybe two bat them. That's question number one. The oid stamazoi, when you say one of you will die, when you toile it in the death of a person's wife, you can't be toile a get in something that's totally in the wife himself, herself. Void kai gavna miyav gita. Rabba says, hareze gita, give it isha a get, amunash lo tishto yayin. And you tell her she has a condition, she can't drink wine, kol yimei chaya v'chaychi, all my life and all your life. Ein zekrisis, because she's always tied all her life to the Tanai, and that's not a krisis. She's always tied to her husband with this condition. She can't drink wine, so that makes the get can't be chal. But if you give a wife a get, and you say, kol yimei chaye pleini, then you're not allowed to drink wine all Reuven's life, you know, someone else, hareze a krisis, then there's a krisis. And as long as he won't drink wine, there'll be a get l'mafreya. Because it's not totally dafkin her, it's totally someone else. Akapanim, you can't make a tanai in her death because then she's tied to the husband with this tanai all her life. Ella anu pshat of this. The amala, you married to your first wife, you go to the second wife, say this. Hareze gitech amnas shel tamas chavrta. You give a get to the second wife, you will have a get amnas shel loy tamas chavrta. If the wife doesn't die, his real wife died, then he'll have a get. So it means very good. If the real wife does not die, so then you're left with two wives. No, you're not left with two wives. Of course, the get will be a get, and then everything will be fine. So Eloi Misa Chavrata, if the Chavrata, which means his first wife, does not die, Megarsha, she'll be divorced, and it won't be a problem with two wives. V'i Misa Ha, and if she does die, the first wife, Hakaim Ha, then you don't have a get, and then you have a second wife. So everything works out perfect. So Mara says, no, it's not perfect. Why? V'dilma Misa Chavrata, Palgada Avoida. Wife number one will die halfway through the day in Kippur. Now, what happens? So it turns out that there's no get now, because the get was only if she doesn't die. The Gloria Milsa Freya at the first half of the day, there's two wives. The Gloria Milsa Freya on top of my base, then the Gita, the Ha, Lav Gitu, the Overle Avoido, Vishtei Batim, it turns out you're doing Avoido, two Batim. So we're back up the creek here, exactly what's the Eitzah of giving a get to make sure that the person only has one wife and she's left with an insurance policy. What's the case? How can you work this out to have insurance policy with one wife?